salary. He hasn't got any. He might go to the bank and try to
borrow.
And if the banker might say, well, now I'd like to send you that now, but just right now isn't a good time. Now, I don't know about this. Sometimes money is
scarce.
Any other ways of saying that?
The money is tight. The money is tight. Yeah, they call it tight money. And also, they're doing away with that borrowing. Don't get less unless the chain bank is getting less. Cause everything now has went to loan. It used to be everything was borrowing. You go to the bank to borrow, you borrow from somebody that had money. And all of that, they didn't have it in the bank. They used to keep large sums of money at home. But now this has all been changed. Everything has changed in the loan business. So now if you go to get money from a person now that's got it at home and vault and in the bank, you still got to make him out of paper as a loan. It used to be you could just go and borrow it from him, go ahead and pay back. And as I said, that word borrow, I haven't heard anybody. Well, it's still used a good little bit around, but most other things. You can hear that all the niggers down here, they say, well, I'm going to the loan. They don't say I'm going to borrow money. I'm going to the loan and getting some money. I'm going to the bank and getting some money. It used to be, go borrow it.
Now it's all over
with
this.
Well, we don't do that nowadays. Did you ever say we hardly do that anymore?
We hardly use it anymore. I don't know how it is around like you, because the people that you associate with and come in contact with, but most of the people I come in contact with, since you brought that up, I was just thinking about it the other day. I heard an old color fellow say he's going to borrow so and so. And the other one told him, he says, I go to the bank and get some money. You see, they're learning
that.
Lots of things are being changed. The schooling and everything, people are schooled, and the arithmetic. Very quite a difference in arithmetic in school today than it used to be.
All right, well, what about
that you brought that up
the other day? If a boy is swimming in the river, how did he get in there?
Well, jumped in.
A term that means this
dive in.
All right, and they say yesterday John
dived in
and
the river.
Every day he has
dived in.
All right, and if he dives in and lands flat on his stomach, you might say he did a
belly laugh.
If a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks his feet up and goes over like that, what do you call that?
Somersault.
Diving. And
yesterday, God died then.
Speaking of that diving,
every day
young fellow here once went out and dived. They went to the river and he just jumped in, dived off like you was talking about, and then a log had washed down the man's head, hit him, and broke his neck and killed him.
Do you ever hear dove on the ground for the past that he dove into the river
like that? What you call that?
No, it's been some more bit since then. But I had in time past, I have heard niggas use that expression.
All right.
He dove into that creek. He dove into that river.
And I don't know whether we have this custom or not. Is there ever a bonus or a little gift given when a purchase is made or a bill is paid? Do you remember a custom like this? If you buy something, maybe the person you buy it from, the store, some sort of other little gift?
They used to be buying and along through the year and paying in the fall of the year. And when you paid up that grocer man or whoever it might be, a mule man or whoever it might be, that you